be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Ephesians chapter 6. And this has to do with work ethic, relationships. How many of you are bosses? Well, God's giving you some insight on that today. And how many of you got a boss? Well, this will teach you how to work with your boss. Or just how to work. These are some steps that God's going to give you to help you deal with these things. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Say, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. The word of God said it. Be obedient. God set it up. Just do it. Settle it. And when you're doing it, you're not battling that person anymore. You understand? When you do what you're told and when you're obedient, it takes you from one realm to the next realm. Oh, I'm just trying to please my boss or this other thing. It doesn't have anything to do with that whatsoever. That means that as you're being obedient, you're doing the word. Isn't that amazing? And many people don't know that when they're on their job, that they could be performing the word on their job. And whenever you perform the word and do the word, a blessing comes as a result of doing the word. Because if you honor God by honoring his word, he will bless you. You honor the Lord, and the Lord will honor you. So number one, to help you on your job and with your businesses. And every employee needs to get this in their spirit. And you need to learn to do this so you can flow with this, because there's an anointing on this. And this is the anointing, that supernatural anointing, that God is going to change some things on your job. And it says, servants, be obedient to your masters. Call it whatever you want to. Just do it. I don't care what our society says. I don't care what psychology says. Just be obedient. One, and it said, just don't be obedient, but be reverential. Fear. Not fear that somebody's going to come down on you, but be reverential fear of that. Listen, it says it right here. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling. That's how you treat God, with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. There should be a Holy Ghost reference about that. Say, hey, that's the anointing of God for me. Your employer is the anointing of the Holy Ghost for you. It says that all authority comes from God above. And it said, look, those in the flesh. Didn't say those that were spiritual. It says those that are in the flesh. It said flesh. I don't ever want to hear anybody talk about their boss, ever. Oh, my boss is so wicked. Well, God put you there because you're wicked. Read your Bible. All authority is of God. All of it. Don't go trashing the prison that God gave you, because he wouldn't have got there. God didn't want him to be there. God places people where he wants them to be, not just in the church. And you people that aren't bosses that keep people under you, when you go to work, you got to realize that God puts you where you are. You're not there because you own the company. God puts you where they are. He puts you in authority. There's an anointing to do what you're called to do. And there should be a respect. It's not common. There's an anointing that when you flow in this, there's a supernatural anointing. That same anointing and that same respect that I get as pastor of this church, you should get that in your business. That's the flowing, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not just the pastor, no. You should be glad when God places you in the right place. You should honor your employers. It shouldn't be grudgingly. You should be happy and ready to shout, that's my man of God. That's my boss. That's my gift from God. That is the will of the Holy Ghost. And if you're working for other people's projects, now you're working in somebody's house and you own a business and you're a subcontractor. Well, whoever's paying you, if you're doing a job for them, they're your boss. They're the Holy Ghost. You need to reverently fear them, not come against them. If they're giving you the money to do the work on that project, if they're hiring you, they're the boss. And if you're not respecting them and fearing their wishes, and obeying their wishes and doing what they asked you to do and what you agreed to do, guess what? You're coming against the Holy Ghost and you're coming against the flow of God. See, we're all under authority. We're all under authority. This is practical teaching where we allow the Word of God, where we allow the anointing of God to come into our life to change us. It says, reverence those in authority and respect them. Let me tell you what. Whenever the devil's coming at you to cause you to disrespect those that he's placing authority over, he's in your wallet. God has called you to go there to serve, love, amen, and to bless everything that's over you in Jesus' name. You're always going to have somebody over you. It's a cycle and it's a chain. Honor them. Open a door for them. See, this is walking in honor, truth, and integrity. This is what God is dealing with in blessing. See, this is integrity and this is honor. And people don't wonder why they don't get blessed, because they don't have any integrity. They don't understand how it goes. And people that walk in honor and integrity, they do well. And these are just basic things. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. It says, act like you're working for God, who is always looking. When you go to work and you go to do things and you're on your own, guess what? You're not working for the person. Act like you're working for God, for you're working for God. I don't care whether you're pushing trash cans and dumpsters. Act like you're working for God, who is always looking. It says, not as eye service. And I worked for this company one time, and I had a friend that was really good at eye service work. And we'd be around there messing around on the job because we were young. And every time the manager would come in, and I would just keep running my mouth. But he would look real busy as soon as the guy came in the door, look real busy and cover himself. Well, see, that's working as eye service. See, that's eye service. Oh, look real busy. Here they come. Oh. Only busy when you see him. And when they're not looking, there's a different person. See? Eye service. So don't work that way, because you're working for God and God is always there. You're not working for that individual. You're working for God and God's seeing. He's the one that's going to pay you. He sees, and he's the paymaster. He look and say, I ain't going to bless you in that. Oh, no, I ain't paying you for that. God is a very good supervisor. He's a good boss because he pays well, amen. But the one thing about him is his eyes is everywhere. He is supernatural. He sees everything, and he knows everything, and he's everywhere. So when you work, you got to work as unto the Lord. You're never alone when you're working for God. And no matter what you're doing, you're always doing it for the Lord. It says, do all things as unto the Lord. Because actually you are. Because you are. It says, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. He's talking about your job. He's talking about dealing with your masters and servants dealing with their masters. You're going to miss God's best, and you're not going to be able to flow in the spirit of excellence when you define yourself working for people. You got to get that person out of the way and say, look, I'm not working for him. I'm working for God. Whether you're working in the McDonald's window or for the city of Montgomery, it's as unto the Lord and not as men. And when you go to work thinking, I just can't take him. I just can't. I'm just making him money. You are outside of the word. God can't bless you there. You're not going to be promoted on that job. You can't be blessed. But when you get to the point to where you say, hey, look, this doesn't have anything to do with him. God sent me here. He ordered my steps. The righteous man's steps are ordered of the Lord. So if God led me here, I'm here to accomplish his purpose and his will. I'm doing it for God. And not for people. The people don't have anything to do with it. It's a God thing. I serve you as unto the Lord. You could get your bosses say when they say, why are you doing so well? Why are you doing it? It's because the word told me to serve you like I was serving Jesus. It's not hard for me. I'm enjoying doing it. Actually, I feel like speaking in tongues every time I show up to work because I see Jesus. You can go to worship. Do you understand? If you find out this is in the word, you can go to work and go to worship. You can be hanging fries out the window and say, as unto the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Yes. You see how that is? See, you got to find out who's in control of your life. Don't let the devil trip you out and mess you up and make you miss out on your blessing and short out the anointing. You can go to work every day and never be blessed on your job and hate it every day and wonder why money not coming in. Because God said, I can't bless you in that flow. But when you get it and you start working the word on your job, he'll turn that thing around. God prospers his plan. He didn't prosper you. He prospers his plan. And when you get a hold of his plan, you get prospered. And that's where people get off. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, and they want God to pay for it. Well, when you don't do what God wants you to do and you start missing everything he leads you to do, guess what? That's sin. People want to go off in sin and want God to bless them in it. You are crazy. Act like you're working for God because you are working out the will of God. How are you glad that God honors your step and that what you're doing on a daily basis is working out the will of God? You are working out the will of God in your life. Every day, not waiting for it to happen tomorrow, but today you have opportunities to work out the will of God when you flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're working out the will of God. And you're not just working for a paycheck. You're working out the will of God. Working out the will of God. Why am I doing what I'm doing? I'm working out the will of God. I'm working out the will of God. And I expect there to be blessing. Now, I'm just talking about employees as unto the master. Isn't this kind of hard? Do you think it's kind of hard? This is just scripture. Now, listen. It says also this. With goodwill, doing services unto the Lord and not to men. And now in verse chapter 6, verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So it's okay to work knowing that you're going to receive from God. So work with an expectancy to receive from whom? From God. So when you work this word and you work out the will of God, work with an expectancy for God to reward you for following his word. Your job is just set up to have you work his will. It'll do something in you. Now that's how you work with ethic. That's in helps ministry in the church. That's as you go to work in with your employer on your job. That's in whenever you do, you have to work. When God says he wants you to do this for him, that's how he wants you to do it. When God puts you on any team or in any plan where he's got a rank and he's got an order, this is how he wants you to flow in that order. No exceptions. None. How many of you have ever had a teaching on how to act on your job? Those of you all in business, could you imagine if your employees start to pick this up? Now, can I get on the bosses? If you do this part over here correctly, then you'll be able to do the other. When you serve somebody else, God will have others serve you because you will always reap what you sow. And if you're a sorry slack worker, you're going to reap a bunch of sorry slack workers. If you steal, you're going to find employees that come to you going to rob you blind unless you repent. You actually pay yourself. And God's going to motivate your life, and he's going to change your life to the point to where you're going to need help. Remember that message that we taught that whenever God gives you something to do, he always sets it up to where somebody's going to have to help you do that. You can't do it by yourself. You're going to need some help. He sent them out in twos. So you're coming to you, amen. Hallelujah. You're going to be responsible for your stuff. So work as you're working unto the Lord. So if you want people to bless you, think, I want somebody that can do what, I want somebody to help me that can help me better than I can help myself. So that's why I esteem others better than myself. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm going to read. Now this is to bosses. And guess what it says to the bosses? And ye masters. And you bosses, you little high-minded bosses, including me, do the same thing unto them. What? I read that and it said, what? No, I'm the boss. I'm at the top of the food chain. Guess what the anointing of the Holy Ghost says? Do the same exact thing. And then your business will survive and do well. You can't expect your employees to flow in this anointing when you don't flow in that anointing. It's got to start from the top and work its way down. And I'm going to go down all eight. Actually, you get more steps. They had six. And God gives the bosses eight. They had six things that they did, but then he gives you eight. Because to whom much is given, much is required. But if you want God to get involved in your business, because he's tired of seeing us fail and come out short, and come out losing instead of winning. He wants you to do well. And he doesn't trust you to do well by yourself. He has to get involved. God's got to get involved with your business to make that work. He's got to get his word involved to make it work. Amen. He gets involved. He doesn't just shout down commands. He shouts out commands, right? Then he sends the Holy Ghost and the word to go walk it out with you. The first commandment that he gave the employees, be obedient. It told the employees to be obedient to the masters, right? But then it says that we do the same thing. Well, if you want your employees to be obedient to you, guess what you're going to have to do? It says be obedient to them, but in a better way, it says follow through on promises that you give them and obey your word toward them. Isn't that amazing? Like if you speak the word to them and you expect them to do something, and when you speak words to them as an employer and as a boss, guess what? You've got to obey your own word. That means you've got to follow through on your promises toward them. You got to bind yourself to the word as they bind themselves to the word. It's that you get to speak that word and you have to perform that word. Follow through on your promises. If you set bonuses, you better come up with bonuses. I don't care if you miss out on money. You got to obey your word. You got to be obedient. That means if the anointing of the Holy Ghost gets on the inside of you and tells you to do something for your employees, because God would not have you a Holy Ghost employer and not cause you to be a blessing. Really, bosses, you're called to be a blessing to those that work to you. God, you give me an opportunity to bless them. How can I bless them? How can I bless them? How can I bless them? And you go to work with an intent to bless them. He'll change that thing around. And you just listen to the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost tells you to do anything concerning them and you speak out of your mouth, I don't care if you miss God and you said something, you better follow through. Bosses, be obedient. Be obedient to the Holy Ghost concerning them. Don't take liberties because you can. Discipline yourself. It said, one, that your employees were supposed to respect you and honor you. Now listen, bosses, don't have anybody working for your company don't respect you. If they crack a joke about you, back talk you, get them out of there immediately. Don't play. They have got to respect you, not be afraid of you. It's a difference between fear somebody and respect you. They got to respect you and reverence you and love you. If they don't reverence you and respect you and look forward to you showing up in the office, you need to get rid of them. They're not going to bless you when they don't respect you. But it also says this, they are supposed to reverence, the employees were supposed to reverence the masters. But listen, bosses and employers, we are to respect them. I say, God, what do you mean? He says that I am to respect them as God's precious seed. Or as Jesus. That I've got Jesus working for me. And when you start to see people as Jesus, you treat them a little bit differently. If I think I got the right to go in there and lay Jesus out, that's what I have to walk in. So I can't come against the anointing. Touch not my anointing. Touch not my anointing. Well, if God's got a hold of your business, he's going to send you anointed employees. And that means you can't touch them. That you got to respect, you got to watch the way you handle God's help. And reverence them as from the Holy Ghost. That God sent those individuals to me and they're from God. And when they're wrong, God will move them. And sometimes you got to move people. It's okay to move people. But if they're there, and if God says, hey, I still want them there, they're there. They are there for you to be a blessing to them, to reverence them, and not to ever hurt them or to harm them, but to love them, honor them, and respect them, and to pay them well. So respect them as precious children because they are. Isn't this good? It says with singleness of heart. It said that in Scripture right here, singleness of heart as employees. And I said, what do you mean singleness of heart, God? He said, be sincere and not two-faced. And employees, you need, this is the word to you too. Be sincere and not two-faced. And he said, no. He said, some people don't even talk to others. You can be two-faced and never talk to anybody else. What's two-faced? Two-faced means they look at you and you're smiling in their face, but on the inside of their heart, they can't stand you. So guard your heart. Singleness of mind means you guard your heart to make sure you're loving and honoring and respecting that person on the inside of your heart, that you're at peace on the inside of your heart. And if you're harboring things inside of your heart, that's not singleness of heart. That's double-mindedness. On the inside of heart, you want to tear somebody up and rip somebody else and fire them, but on the outside, you're just dealing with them waiting for the right time. No, don't be like that. You cannot function like that. That is the devil. That's not God. There are no behind-the-scenes motives. You are out front. That means when you see me smiling at you, that's what's inside of my heart. We cannot be two-faced. We got to be sincere and open and honest at all times. You need to be truthful because God is truthful and you're representing God as the boss. If God was two-faced, that means his word would say one thing and his heart would say another thing. I mean, you're looking at his face in the scriptures, or the face of God. This is how you look at God, and this is how you read his word and what he said. And then when you go to him in heaven to receive something, he said, oh, that was just my word. I don't really mean that on the inside of my heart. I'm not going to do that. Well, as employers or bosses, we represent, we're as the Lord to them. God's not like that. You better be honest. You better deal with your heart. Be sincere and not two-faced. Never talk negatively about them to anybody or in your heart. He said, never talk negatively about them to anybody, and don't even talk about them inside your heart. That means don't meditate negative things in your heart about your employees. And your employees shouldn't be doing that about you. Why? Why don't we do that? Because we're learning to apply the scripture to our jobs, because you short out God's miracle. That's not a confession of faith. If you got somebody there working for you, if they're working for you and you're confessing negative things on the inside of your heart, you're hurting yourself. The best thing you can do is say, no, that person is the best employee you could ever find. I'm confessing a good employee. If you got a bad husband or a bad wife, you're not going to say, oh, I got the worst husband, got the worst husband. Just keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it. I got terrible children, terrible children, terrible children. Well, that's not good. You're going to have terrible children. They're going to get worse. They're going to get worse. But if you change your confession on the inside, say, no, devil, I got the best. Oh, they're the best. It doesn't get much better, and I'm not meditating negative things in my heart. My business belongs to God. My employees came from God, all of them. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. They are sent from God to bless me, and the Holy Ghost is working on them how to do me good. God's going to separate people that are out to hurt you and harm you and rip you off. You're not going to have those kind of people around you. God's going to sanctify your life and give you the best. He takes away the worst and gives you the best. He gives you people that can support you and love you, and that's the arena you need to flow into, and that will get strife out of there. Because the devil will plant seeds in your heart that aren't even true. So singleness of heart. Then God becomes your defense. And see, if somebody's running you down or somebody's trying to hurt you or do you in, you can't deal with them in the flesh anyhow. You're walking in the spirit as an employer. And for no reason whatsoever, with no bitterness, and you don't know why, everything's going great. And all of a sudden God says, you need to let that person go. And you don't know why. You don't need to know why. All you need to do is follow the word. He'll protect you. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart. God knows, and God sees. You better follow the Holy Ghost. Because there's some slick ones out there. This is supernatural businesses. Treat them like they are Jesus serving you, and he sees everything you are doing. As the same thing with them. In verse 7, it says, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord, that your employees are supposed to work to you in that fashion. Now listen. God is going to get over your businesses, and your business, your employees need to know that you're a Christian and you have a Christian business. And you need to tell them straight up, say, hey, it is the will of God for you to work for me, and that's why you're there. It's the will of God for us to be together, and we're flowing in that anointing, and I'm in agreement. But as in bosses, is this way. You got to realize this too and come to this agreement as well, because it starts with you. It starts with you, and you have to go along. Act like your covenant with them is the will of God for the good of both of you. You need to give them that assurance that it's God that's got them there, and that it's the will of God, and it's going to bless you both. And you act that way so you can't come against them, because it's God's businesses. They work for you because it's God's will, and you can't get rid of them unless God tells you to. And you can't hire anybody unless God tells you to. But if God starts something, let him finish it. Don't stop until he tells you to stop. And also, the employees were supposed to work for you, knowing that God's a rewarder of those that do these things, that God will reward them. As employees, you need to know this. Know that when you keep these rules, and you walk in this honor, and you walk in this integrity, and you walk in this anointing, guess what? God will reward you and prosper you for doing it. That you're going to be able to accomplish more by abiding and heeding the word and honoring the word of God in this thing than you could by being some crazy, out of your mind boss. Not by might, overbearing power. He's a very powerful man. but by the Spirit of Jesus. And that's in every area. You trust God. When you know you're in control and you know that God has you where you're not afraid of anybody trying to take over. Chill out. Insecurity's got to go. You need to be secure in your covenant. Everybody knows you're the boss. Many companies never survive because the boss doesn't know they're the boss. And they have to go in every day and beat everybody else up so they can see, well, I guess I'm the boss now. I don't know if I'm the boss here or not. I don't know who's in control. I better go tell somebody off. Let me see. Yeah, I guess I'm the boss. So everybody's got to go through hell because you don't believe that God's got you where he's got you. Without a vision, the people perish. So know that when you keep these rules, you'll prosper. These are two very powerful things that we've got to walk in. And everybody in this ministry needs to walk in this as you're in authority. And these are two things that the Lord really showed me that I had to walk in as an employer. And I will never do these things. I don't care what American society says. I don't care what proper business management says. I care what the Word of God says, and I got to follow it because that's final authority. And these are the pluses. Remember, they had six. Those were the six that everybody was supposed to walk in. But these next two are the authority of the boss. These are the extra things that the boss or those that are in authority have to abide by. And ye masters, do the same unto them. Forbearing, threatening. As Holy Ghost supernatural employers and bosses, you are never, ever, 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 ever allowed to threaten anybody. You might have done it in the past, but you can't do it anymore. It's outside of Scripture. God will not flow in that. You have to run your business by yourself if you're going to flow in that. You don't deserve to have God's supernatural help when you threaten it. You might think they deserve it. I don't care what you think. God doesn't care what I think. The Word is final authority. Never threaten anybody. Don't go in that rain. Why do we do it? Because the Word says so. Forbearing threatening, you cannot threaten. People are not motivated by threats. You do that one more time, I'm going to fire you. You know that person, they're going to let you say that four times. You know what they're going to do? And then they're going to start looking for another job. Or then they're going to quit but still come and get their paycheck. They're going to quit on the inside. And not be motivated to help you, but just show up for the paycheck and wait for you to let them go. Threatening people doesn't do anything for them whatsoever. People threaten their kids. Stop threatening your kids. Give them the Word. You do that, I'm going to do this. 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 No, you're not. Just act on your Word. Like God, our only example of leadership is the Father God. Your employees will learn through reward and never threatening. The only weapon you have as a Christian is blessing. Remember we said that before? We don't have curses. We don't have curses. We only have blessings. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The Bible says it's the kindness and love and mercy of God that brings men to repentance. So if you want people to change, it's your abundance and your blessing and your kindness that will cause them to change. If you're to the point where you're threatening, you might as well let them go. Or you change what you're doing, because that was not going to fix anything. But just bless them. And last but not least, you got to know this as employers. And so many times, especially in the charismatic arena, because we're the boss and we're at the top, we're thinking we're the only ones that matter. We're the only ones that matter. We're the only ones that matter. And God says, look, let me tell you this straight up. He says, knowing this, that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons in him. You know what that's basically saying? I'm their God too. I'm not any more on your side than I'm on their side. I'm their God too. It says, know that God in heaven loves them no more or no less than he loves you. And if he's not going to let them mess over on you, he's not going to let you mess over on them. Our employees are gifts from heaven.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas. Holy is the Lord God.